All right, welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman, your friendly, I'm going to say that up front, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around swell fellow in for Mike Malloy this week, who happens to be on a much-needed vacation, maybe, rumor has it, in the state of Florida. Florida! Okay, yeah. So I'm in for Mike Malloy. You can give me a call at 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. We are broadcasting live as the sun sets on the left coast out here in beautiful downtown Burbank. We will go to Desi. Desi, stand by. We're going to do some green news shortly. We are going to get to your calls. I'm sorry that I didn't get to any of the folks who I know wanted to talk to Ion. If you want to hang on the line, I will try to field your calls. We'll try to get everybody in this hour. But I got to tell you, that conversation with Ion, who is Ion Sancho, election supervisor from Leon County, Florida, the guy so entrusted, as I said, so entrusted by both parties that he was put in charge of the 2000 presidential recount across the state in Florida. The one that never happened. Nonetheless, there he is telling you exactly what I've been trying to tell you. Now, look, I could talk. There's so many other. You want to talk? What do you want to talk about? Mitt Romney's a billionaire. He's got a garage elevator, whatever. Barack Obama is made a gaffe. Barack Obama is targeting U.S. citizens. Oh, I'll talk about that. We'll talk about that this week. But, you know, what matters here? What matters? I mean, if you watch cable television, it is hour after hour after hour of crap, of BS, of polls. Who's leading here? Who's leading there? Who's leading down in the important swing state of Florida? Who's leading in the important swing state of Ohio? What the hell does it matter who is leading? If the people can't vote, and if their votes cannot be counted and counted accurately, and at the end of the day, if you and me and all the citizens of this great land can't know that those ballots were counted accurately. And the reason I was getting furious while talking to Ion is because he wasn't telling me that I was crazy. And I am begging someone to tell me, Brad, dude, you're nuts, man. Chill. Everything's cool, man. These machines work fine. No, they don't work fine. And no, these election officials don't tell me that. They come on the air and say, yeah, you know what? We have no idea. Down in Palm Beach County, Florida, if she didn't get lucky down there like a needle in the haystack and happened to, check the one precinct that showed her that these machines were counting the election wrong, then these three candidates who actually lost the race would have become the winners of the race, and there wouldn't have been a goddamn thing that anybody in the state of Florida could have done about it. Doesn't this matter? Am I nuts? Tell me that I'm nuts. Tell me that this stuff doesn't matter. I could talk about, you want to talk about the polls? I could, look, it's a tie. It's a tie. It's very close. White voters prefer Mitt Romney. The black voters prefer Barack Obama. Is that what you want to talk about? Because, you see, none of that matters at the end of the day if we don't have elections that actually work. You can't change your government. And I'm talking to you, Republicans. I'm talking to you, Democrats, Independents, Greens, Libertarians. I believe tomorrow night we're going to have Doug Weed on, who is an advisor to Ron Paul's people. I mentioned this last night. We had hoped to have him on tonight. I think we'll have him tomorrow night. The Ron Paul people, say what you will about them. Say what you will about Ron Paul. I don't care. I don't give a damn about the politics at this point. This is about the democracy. Say what you will about them. They are standing up. I'm telling you, they're standing up at Republican conventions, county conventions, state conventions. They're getting arrested. They're getting their hips broken by the establishment who's trying to come in and push them out while they're in there exercising democracy. While they're showing up at these county conventions as the majority in state after state choosing their delegates to go on to the national convention. If you think Tampa is going to be dull this year, the RNC, if you think it's going to be a coronation of Mitt Romney, think again. Think again. I don't know what they have planned. But there could be some surprises down in Tampa, and you will have heard it here first. Because those guys are out there fighting for their goddamn democracy and their goddamn right to vote. And everyone is, you know, standing around like this is, you know, nothing. Who cares? Why bother? Why bother? Oh, both parties. You know what? Both parties are corrupt. So we're not going to bother to vote at all. Well, it's up to you if you want to vote. I don't care if you vote. But if you don't vote, then bad guys don't need to steal your vote. You're giving it to them. You're giving it to them. Which is your right to do, and I will protect your right to not vote as well. But if you want to go vote, it needs to be counted accurately, and counted in a way that we can all know it has been counted accurately. Yes, this stuff matters. At least it matters more than everything else that doesn't matter if we don't get this one right. Do you guys get that? Do you guys understand? I am begging, you know, I wish, again, Ion, I wanted him to call me crazy. Dude, you're nuts. Everything's fine. But that never happens. Day after day after day, I read news stories. Go to bradblog.com. Read the story that I posted yesterday there about Montana. Another optical scan voting system. This one, again, made by ES&S. Three different counties across Montana last Tuesday, on the same day that Wisconsin was having their recall election, they couldn't scan these ballots in Montana in three different counties. Why? Because, as the company tells us, ES&S is the company, the largest voting system company in the country, they tell us that, oh, the ink was too dark on the ballots. What? The ink that the printer used to print the ballots was too dark. And that was counting all the ballots as overvotes or something. That was their explanation in any case. So what to think about that? What does that mean? You're a bad guy? You want to game the election? Have the printer print one of the ovals darker than all the others. The oval that is your candidate. The one you want to win the election. If somebody fills in that oval, fine, no problem. That oval will be accounted for your candidate. If somebody votes for the opponent, well, now it'll look like there's two votes. It'll be an overvote. Throw it out. The opponent's vote will be lost. Oh, and if they choose to not vote in the race at all, instead of an undervote, the darkened oval for your candidate that hasn't been filled in, but it's dark enough, that candidate will get the vote. It's a new vector for stealing goddamn elections. And guess what? That can only happen if we use optical scan computers and we don't bother to count the ballots by human beings. Now, Ion, and here's a place where Ion and I disagree. And I don't know that we disagree. We're still trying to talk this through. I think he's wrong here on this point. He said that it's that hand-counting paper ballots at the precinct, in front of the public, in front of the parties, in front of the video cameras, posting the results at the precinct before those ballots move anywhere, that would work fine in his county of Leon County, Tallahassee, Florida, or other small rural areas around the nation. But it wouldn't work in New York. It wouldn't work out here in Los Angeles. I don't know that that's the case. He talked about counting, that people make mistakes. Yes, they do. That you would have to have more than one person counting. Yes, of course you would. And I'm going to have to talk to Ion about how they do it up in New Hampshire, where they have teams of four people counting. One person looks at the ballot, says, yes, this is candidate A. The other person sitting next to them says, yep, that's a vote for candidate A. They announce a vote for candidate A. The person across the table writes it down. One vote for candidate A. The person sitting next to that person says, yep, that's what he wrote. One vote for candidate A. Four people have now counted it. And they've all checked and balanced the other. And if that's not enough checks and balance, you have the political parties there. You have video cameras rolling. The entire public can sit there and watch. There are other methods, of course. Last week up there in Wisconsin, where you had, in most of the state, you had just two races on the ballot, the governor and the lieutenant governor. Separate the ballots into two stacks, one for Scott Walker, one for Tom Barrett. And then count how many ballots are in each stack. How hard is that? This is not rocket science. This is adding one plus one plus one. It's a democracy. It's self-governance. It's not Sequoia governance. It's not Diebold governance. It's not ESNS governance. I swear to God, if I pop a vein tonight, I hope you people will pick up this ball and run with it, because I don't know how much more noise I can make about this. It has been 10 years since I have been trying to tell this story. And it ain't getting better. It's getting worse. Join me, people, before I do pop a vein. Brad Friedman, in for Mike Malloy. Stay with us. Cause I'm the one who's gonna show when there's nobody. I'll be your man. The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war. Boards and gun you're toting, and even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, I you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah, you don't believe it. I hope we're not. Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. My thanks, by the way, to everyone in the bradblog.com chat room for your support during that righteous rant. I don't know where it came from. It came from nowhere. But I'll tell you what, man. I just, I wish one of these guys would just say, dude, you're a conspiracy theorist. What's wrong with you? But they don't. They never do. They say, yeah, you're right. We use these machines. They're crap. Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. We'll get to Desi Doyen and the Green News after the bottom of the hour. All you guys have been waiting on hold for so long, so let me get to some calls. Maybe you guys could talk me off the ledge. Flo in Minneapolis, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Thank you for hanging on so long there.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Flo.
Enjoying your broadcast.
Thank you.
If you can call it enjoyment. I have a rant coming on. I vividly remember the interrupted by court order recount in Florida,
yeah,
in Bush v. Gore.
Mm-hmm.
And when finally a group of newspapers and wire services sued and got the right to do the recount long after the fact, leaving us with a president select by the court,
yep,
rather than elect by the people, they completed the full recount of Florida.
And what did they find, Flo, when they actually counted
that
the ballots?
Gore won.
Imagine that.
By
every standard, hanging chads, swinging chads, pregnant chads, no matter how you counted
dimple
it,
chads,
dimple chads,
you know, whatever. Yeah.
Al Gore won.
And, yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
And I would like to suggest a remedy.
What is it?
That we Democrats, and I am a proud, progressive, radical Democrat. I'm out there to the left of Bernie Sanders. and I would suggest that we adopt one of the famous platform phrases of Ronald Reagan.
And what is that, Flo?
Trust but verify.
Verify? Are you crazy? In
Remember
the state of Florida, you can't
the
verify.
The whole thing with nukes,
yes,
and the then Soviet Union, and
yeah,
Reagan,
yeah,
with
yeah
the Republicans cheering,
yeah,
you know, trust but verify.
Yep.
Well, I suggest
yep
we adopt it, apply it to our own elections, and suggest quite simply that the only way to verify is to have transparent access to paper ballots
Thank
and
you
counted. good.
Thank you, Flo. Now, here's what I want you to do, and I got to let you go because I got a lot of callers, but you're awesome, and I want you to take that message of trust but verify as far left to the left of Bernie Sanders that you say you are, and take it to a fellow Republican where you are. Build the coalition with Republicans here because this is not a left and right issue. Take Ronald Reagan's trust but verify and take it to
down their throat.
There you go. No, don't shove it down their throat. Welcome them with you to trust but verify. Flo, thanks. I got to run. You got it absolutely right. We got to get out of this mess. They ain't going to do it for us. And unless we can verify our own elections, we are screwed. Do I have time, Tony? One more call. No, I guess I don't. Okay, you guys on there, hang on the line. We're going to come back. We're going to do some green news. We're going to do it as fast as we can. Poor Desi. I'll have to break the news to her. She's going to have to hurry. And then we're going to get to all your calls, every single one of them. So get your question, get it together tight and sharp and fast for these, your public airwaves, so we can tell the story about what needs to happen on what is left of your public airwaves. Oh, by the way, caller wants to know who couldn't hang on, wants Brad to be heard on other shows like Randy Rhodes and Bill Press. Bill Press, he's on too early in the morning. I'm on the West Coast. I ain't doing his show. Randy, I'll do hers anytime. She knows the score. She gets my bradblog.com alerts. She knows what's going on. Always happy to do Randy's show. Did Ed Schultz today. Keep up the fight.
Get along and so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that.
This is your Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike. We will get to your calls, I do promise. Everything's behind. It's my fault. Sorry. Desi Doyen. Hey, Des.
Hey, that was rant-tastic.
Oh, well, thank you very rant. Desi, of course, is the producer of our broadcast here and my co-host and the managing editor of the Green News Report, which we're going to play momentarily. I was reminded, however, that this week we hope to have Rick Piltz, who formerly worked for the Bush administration, or worked during the Bush administration, who was a whistleblower, who I interviewed on my show back in 2005. After he had come out and said, hey, the administration is removing all references to global warming from their scientific reports. And at the time, nobody would cover it. I was like the only guy on the air who had Rick Piltz on. I haven't spoken to him since 2005. Going to see how things worked out. See if things got any better since then. Okay, we got some green news here?
Yes, we got a lot of green news, so we should get right to it.
Get right to it so then we can get to the calls, and it's a crazy train of a green news report. Bring it on, Tony.
It's Tuesday, June 12, 2012.
In the words of the sheriff, Kathy, this fire is running crazy.
Raging wildfires turn deadly in the West. New studies predict more frequent wildfires in coming years.
He says we need more firemen, more policemen. It's time for us to cut back on government.
While Mitt Romney campaigns against hiring more firefighters. Republicans banish the words rising sea level, plus...
It's a glimpse of what our new normal may look like in the not-so-distant future.
The hottest spring on record for the U.S.
All of that and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comments.
It's a shame that we're still stuck in this fake debate in the public discourse about whether the problem is even real, when we could be having that worthy debate about what to do about the problem.
Hey, Michael Mann, respected climate scientist, if it wasn't for fake debates, we wouldn't have any debates at all. This is your Green News Report. Okay, nothing fake about Desi Doyen and the wildfires that are running out of control now in Colorado as we're seeing yet another crazy wildfire season underway
earlier than ever this year.
Yes, it's off to a roaring and record start.
The fire is growing and there is, quote, no hope for containment right now.
In addition to the largest wildfire in state history now burning in New Mexico, in Colorado, one resident is now confirmed dead from the out-of-control High Park wildfire that broke out over the weekend 40 miles west of Fort Collins, Colorado. It's now over 41,000 acres and 0% contained. A record warm winter and spring means the forests are tinder dry, according to fire management officials.
So even though that fuel looks green, normally wouldn't burn this time of year, it is burning very well. And that's why we're getting this aggressive and active fire behavior that we are.
State officials across the West are calling for more federal support in fighting these raging wildfires, even as congressional Republicans are proposing cuts to the Forest Service's firefighting budget. While GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney campaigned last week against hiring firefighters.
He wants to hire more government workers. He says we need more firemen, more policemen, more teachers. Did he not get the message of Wisconsin? The American people did. It's time for us to cut back on government and help the American people.
So state officials in Colorado are begging for more federal firefighters going on here, and Mitt Romney is out on the trail saying, we need fewer firefighters.
Yes, that's exactly what he said.
That is exactly. It's amazing.
That is today's Republican Party. They do seem to be hell-bent on cutting as much government as possible, no matter who it hurts.
You know, we have been doing this Green News Report now for some 3 years. It gets worse and worse each and every year. We see these fire seasons like this, and now you've got Republicans actually calling for cuts to the one thing that can combat the problem that they are unwilling to do anything about. This is just, it's amazing, Des.
And the long-term projections for wildfires are not encouraging. Two new studies out this week indicate that, first, rising temperatures and shifting precipitation patterns will likely cause a marked increase in the frequency of wildfires in the U.S. and Europe over the next 30 years. And the second study of regional temperature trends in the U.S. shows that the already dry and hot Southwest is the fastest warming region in the U.S., warming faster than the rest of the country. The record warm winter and spring this year means that NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, announced this week it was indeed the warmest spring in U.S. history. And the last 12 months have been the hottest 12-month stretch on record in the U.S., and 2012 is already shaping up to be the warmest year on record for the entire planet.
We are number one.
In an interview with the Weather Channel, climate scientist Michael Mann, author of the famous hockey stick temperature graph, says that without action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, this trend shows no sign of stopping.
Hey, wasn't Michael Mann the scientist who was caught in the ClimateGate scandal faking climate data?
He was caught up in that ClimateGate scandal, but he faked nothing. So says five independent science panels.
Well, independent is just another word for left-wing, at least if you're in Virginia.
Yes. Apparently, Virginia Republicans are going to rewrite the words of science, following on the heels of North Carolina's Republican state legislature last week attempting to ban the use of science in predicting sea level rise. Virginia's state Republicans are going a step further, deleting the very words sea level rise from planning documents for future coastal development. They call them liberal code words. Sea levels are currently predicted to rise 3 feet by the end of this century, but in Virginia, that will be called recurrent flooding.
So you have a right-wing legislator actually on record saying that sea level rise is a left-wing code word?
A liberal code word.
A liberal code word. Here's another liberal code word. Dude, you're crazy. For more on the crazy that we covered today and all the crazy we couldn't get to, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. You can download our reports anytime via iTunes. You can listen to us on your mobile device via Stitcher Radio. And you can follow us 24/7 on the Twitters at Green News Report. From bradblog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your liberally code-worded Green News Report.
I'm going!
Uh-huh.
so many opportunities to use that song.
Oh, no, yeah. We would play that every single Green News report if we could. Good job, Des.
Thank you. Good report.
I'd chat about you. You got anything?
I just want to say really quick, be sure to check today's yesterday's post on the Green News Report, and also check tomorrow's Green News Report, because we're going to talk about two important studies. One, a study published in the journal Nature about how we are approaching a shift change in the Earth's biosphere. It's a new study where they've examined Earth's ancient geologic past, and they say this is getting dangerous, folks.
Oh, okay. Something else we can ignore. And I would, you know, I'd ask you to elucidate tomorrow, but you're not going to be here because you're doing the Young Turks tomorrow?
Yes, and it will be posted on Thursday. I'll be doing The Point.
So you're not even going to be producing at all?
No, Margo will be here instead.
Oh, great.
And she's doing an awesome job.
Oh, great.
Everybody say, yay, Margo.
It's going to be a disaster. Thanks, Des.
Thank you.
Good job. We'll see you, I guess, Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get to those phones as promised. Thank you guys for holding so long. Let me get to Mark in I forgot how to do this. Mark in Seattle. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Mark.
Hi, Brad. It's good to hear you on the air again, covering for Mike. It's always good to hear folks speaking the truth.
Thank you, sir.
I'm actually a journalist writing for the Huffington Post and some other alternative media. I'm also a member of the Occupy Seattle Media Working Group, so a lot of your audience knows who I am because I've been a regular contributor.
Superb.
But I wanted to let it. I'm sorry?
Superb, superb. Glad to hear that.
I wanted to let everybody know that this week is Citizens United Resolutions Week. And that means that all around the country, city councils, county councils, state legislatures are trying to pass resolutions to overturn the Citizens United decision. And I also wanted to let folks know that Occupy caravans are leaving the West Coast for Washington, D.C., and the National Gathering in Philadelphia on July 4th. But the issue of counting ballots is one of the reasons that I think a lot of the participants in the Occupy Wall Street movement are very wary of getting involved in electoral politics, because between the Citizens United case, the purges of the voting registry, the issue of accountability and hacking and counting the votes, most of the activists are pretty much fed up with the whole electoral system. So I wouldn't interpret their lack of involvement in electoral politics as a lack of commitment or power, but as a conscious choice based partly on what happened with the Tea Party when it was co-opted by the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And I myself attended the Washington State Democratic Party Convention here in Seattle last week, and although the Progressive Caucus cheered my speech about the Occupy Wall Street movement, the leadership, I have to say, is pretty much committed to accepting Wall Street money and ignoring the grassroots because they're in a billion-dollar race. So.
Okay, let me, Mark, speak to a couple of points there. One, that's the establishment Democratic Party, the leadership you talk about. Listen to tomorrow night's show. Hopefully Doug Weed will be with us here. I'm going to talk about what some of these Ron Paul folks are doing. You can go to bradblog.com and look at some of these videos. They don't give a damn what the leadership of their party is doing. And I'm not talking about the co-opted Tea Party, the fake Tea Party. I'm talking about the real Tea Party, the Ron Paul Republicans who are out there with their tri-corner hats throwing tea into the river back in 2007, calling out George W. Bush. They are not taking this crap. They are taking over these parties. And when, Occupy chooses to stay out of this, when they say, you know what, pox on both of their houses, we don't trust the voting machines, you know what? You shouldn't trust them. The occupiers ought to be occupying the precinct. They ought to be, raising hell outside every clerk's office in the country, demanding to oversee their own elections. They have the numbers. They need to turn out. It makes me a little bit crazy when I see them saying, oh, we don't want to have anything to do with politics. There was a candidate out here, David Levitt, who was running for the U.S. Senate out here on the California ballot. He could have, because of our new top two primary system out here in California, well, we knew Dianne Feinstein was going to win. This was last week. But the second slot was wide open. And you had David Levitt, who was actually an occupier out in New York, a real occupier. You know, he was out there in Zuccotti Park. He's now running for Senate, and he tried to reach out to the folks, the Occupy LA folks, and they said, we don't want to be involved with politics. Well, here they had one of their own trying to take over the system from the inside. You know, say what you wish about the Tea Party, and yes, they were co-opted by, you know, the billionaire Koch brothers and all the rest, but they got inside. However they did it, they got inside, and they have changed the Republican Party. Yes, they've made them crazy, well, crazier, but they have changed the party. If the occupiers chose to do that, or at the very least chose to show up and fight for every party to make sure that every voter can vote and every vote was counted, then I believe that they would be moving the ball forward, Mark.
Well, I can't disagree with you. I have to say, though, that there is a big influence on local, state, and community government around the country because of the Occupy Wall Street movement. So I think a lot of the influence and the pressure on the Democrats and Republicans is coming from the streets and coming from local community councils, city councils, mm-hmm. you know, because there are councils all over the country, including here in Seattle, who have passed in sweeping endorsements of the Occupy Wall Street movement. In fact, the Seattle City Council has promised to look into divesting their money, you know, from these Wall Street banks. So I think what I'm seeing is that it's more of a grassroots effort, mm-hmm. and I'm wondering what's going to happen, you know, on July 4th in Philadelphia when folks meet there. I know that one of the things that they're thinking about is, you know, declaring some kind of a declaration of independence from corporate influence on the political system. So it's not that they're not aware of what's happening with the political system and are not against it and want to change it. I think they're just feeling kind of powerless to use the political system itself at this point.
You know what? I hear you, Mark, and I got
outside pressure.
Yeah, no, and I hear you, but they're not powerless. They make themselves powerless when they give up their power. You don't win a fight by not fighting that fight. And I don't mean to denigrate them because they're doing, you know, terrific stuff, as you say, at the local level and so forth. Keep that up. But don't stay away from this national fight. Get in the game. And that's not about policy. That's not about any particular party. That's about democracy and, you know, restoring what we have to we the people, to the numbers who turned out in Zuccotti Park and out here in L.A. and all around the country. I just think they're underestimating themselves. Mark, I do got to run, but what's your you want to give your last name so we can find you at Huffington Post?
Yeah, Mark Taylor Canfield. And Brad, I would love
Mark.
To speak to you again
okay.
about possibility of running for office myself. So let's keep that line of communication open because I'm not against the idea. I'm just up against, you know, a very top-heavy Democratic Party at this point. So
yeah.
It's a little bit difficult.
I hear you, and I see your stuff out there, Mark. Keep up the good work, and thanks for hanging out and hanging on the line long enough. I got to run here before I get in more trouble. Thanks, brother. All right, we're going to come back. I'm still going to try to get to everybody, so hang on the line. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Stay with us, please. With that. My thanks tonight to engineer Tony Sorrentino. Thank you, brother. Here are the best engineer in the world here at LA's K-Talk AM 1150. Producer Desi Doyen, super-duper associate producer Margo Paez, who is tomorrow promoted for one day only to producer as Desi goes out and does some Young Turks or something. Also, my thanks to the folks in the chat room for Earth and Jeannie Dean. I think, did I see Dale there? I don't know if I saw him there. Thanks for keeping an eye on things there. Thanks to all the chatters at the bradblog.com chat room. Thanks to all of you for listening. Excuse me. My thanks to my guests, John Tomasic and Ion Sancho, and also, of course, to Mike and Kathy Malloy. I will get tonight's show and all of its righteous rants up at bradblog.com late night tonight if you missed any portion of the program. And, of course, my thanks. Oh, did I already say? My thanks. Well, I'll say it again. My thanks to Mike and Kathy Malloy. All right. We're going to get to as many callers as we can in about the 2.5 minutes we have left. So, sorry, guys. Lightning round. It's my fault. Let's go to Scott in Minneapolis. What's on your mind, Scott? Very quickly.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious that what's going on with Eric Holder in front of the Congress right now is to tie him up so he can't pursue some of the monkey business you've been talking about. If they can get him to resign, do they have to ratify another attorney general, or does the assistant attorney general take over?
Well, if that happens, I doubt it will. Frankly, I wish it would, because I think Holder's doing a crappy job. But generally, there's an acting, one of his deputies becomes the acting attorney general. And you know what? The truth is that, like, there's a civil rights voting division at the DOJ. They can continue whatever fight they're doing, which is not nearly enough, with or without Eric Holder.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you hanging on so long there. Arnold in North Carolina has another Holder question. What's up, Arnold?
Hey, I'm telling you, I appreciate your show tonight. I enjoy what I heard. If the Republicans was on the losing end of these scam artist tricks when they're doing with the voting machines, they would go ballistic. But the Democrats who are on the losing end of this thing, they like usual, they stand around like a bunch of pantyweights and do absolutely nothing. Man, I'm always on the losing side of this thing. They sit there and watch the Republicans just carpet bomb the Acorns Association.
Yeah.
Association that is the legs for the Democratic Party.
Yep.
I mean, they watched the Republicans carpet bomb the unions, which are legs for the Democrats.
No, I hear you.
They did nothing.
The Democrats rolled over and they did nothing, and Barack Obama signed the bill that defunded Acorn, despite the fact that Acorn did nothing. Arnold, thanks. I do got to run. And by the way, the Republicans, when they get hit with this stuff, they do fight back. Tea Party Joe Miller up in Alaska. I supported him as he had his fight against these voting machines. Doug Hoffman up in New York 23, the Tea Partier up there. The Republicans, they fight when this when it hits them. The Democrats, maybe next time. Hey, James in Los Angeles, sorry I couldn't get to you. Call back tomorrow night. He's a member of the Tea Party, says he doesn't know who Koch is. I'll give you a hint. He's the one who funds all your rallies. See you tomorrow night.